you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, careening at you from Los Angeles, California. Although careening it makes it sound like we don't have control here. We're totally under fucking control. Blasting at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, USA. Oh, it's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here in Pacific Coast. A little bit after 5 if your holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. However, wherever, whenever you receive us. And let's all try to remember the Bowling Green Massacre. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. Let us start this Faithless Friday edition of Crab Diving out with a prayer.
You are a rude, thoughtless little pig, okay?
That's Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus coming through the ether to tell us that we're all rude, thoughtless little pigs, okay?
If Jesus is Alec Baldwin, then color me their religion, jeez. We got the coolest savior, Alec Baldwin.
I don't know. He runs around calling people faggot and things like true. That. He's got his issues.
That's true. But I mean, he does such a good Trump.
But I, you know, that's one of those things where I don't believe he's homophobic. I just think he's of that age that you grew up and that's what you called people. Do you know what I mean? And it's hard to throw.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I never understand people who like have a hard time not saying that
drunk and on drugs. Yeah. I mean, you add that to it, but which maybe I don't know, and meds. Isn't he bipolar or something? Or he says he's.
How is it hard to remember to not say something? I've never had a problem.
Well, yeah, I agree, but.
I mean, I do stand up. I look out in the audience. I'm like, oh, I don't do that joke. Don't say that. I just don't say it. I don't know. It's not hard.
We bend over and say, thank you, enemy.
I just don't know why it's so hard for people to. It's so hard to be PC. That's my word. I've been saying it for years. So just stop saying it. Are you that? It's your brain. You don't have to say it. I mean, are you an automaton or something?
Oh, shut up. You shut the fuck up, too.
I gotta play more Tomlin.
God damn it! You fucked it up! God damn you! Oh yeah, bullshit. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you!
Oh, Lily Tomlin. Anyway, tweet us during the show, ladies and gentlemen, while we're here live on this lovely Friday at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Tweet us anytime, actually, 24/7. We love being twiddled. Don't forget, at our Facebook page, with consent. Facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget the safe words. If you're going to buy anything on the internet, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, go and buy shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, whatever you get, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you anything. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. I believe you can buy condoms.
Oh shit. Oh, by the way, shout out to my brother. He's listening in his office. He told me. I want to say hi to everybody in Alaska.
It's a shotgun salute.
What is that? Never forget.
It's a shotgun turkey salute.
Shut up, turkey.
All kinds of shit going on in the world. Don't forget, if you're listening to us live immediately following here on the network streaming for you is a brand spanking shiny new episode of the K-Voice, a voice of resistance show. Kelly the Voice.
Viva la resistance.
We'll be talking about issues of the resistance.
Oh, yes.
Viva la resistance. Right. And don't forget, after that, probably tonight, tomorrow, it'll be out on iTunes and Stitcher. Also, crabdiving.com. I've got a description here that she sent. In this episode, Kelly discusses resources for resistance. Also, Lady Liberty is crying as President Bannon leads a shock and awe campaign on the American people.
Shocker.
How do we stay sane, and how do we not get blinded by the orange clown in the corner? Resist. What a great description.
I love that. That is great. Listen to that fucking show, man. You know, like, that's different. Her podcast is different than a lot of other Schittler news you're going to hear. It's from a very specific perspective, don't you think?
Right.
The front lines of fucking protests and things of that nature. A lot of people are going to find that interesting.
Yes.
And if they don't, well,
fuck them all.
Do fuck off.
We're tired being nice.
Oh, yeah.
You
fuck that
son
shit.
Son of a bitch. Socialist cocksucker.
Yeah, that's right.
Paula Page ain't tired of being nice. I mean, because I don't think he's ever.
Yeah, he's probably giddy.
Yes. Furiously masturbating.
Thrilled.
Or tiddling.
White people in droves.
Fuck you, Glenn.
Glenn Beck's been kind of quiet. Although, a couple weeks ago, he did say something stupid that reminded us all that he's still Glenn Beck. You know, he's been trying to play the, oh, I'm sane card.
Right.
But I think it was the Women's March. Yeah. He said some stupid shit about the Women's March.
Yeah. I mean, listen, for Glenn playing that, oh, I'm sane card, I think that takes a lot of effort for him. And
that's a struggle.
Every once in a while, he's going to fuck up. And
right. He's going to fall off the wagon.
Yeah.
Hit the whiteboard.
Oh, yes.
Start drawing diagrams of how the country's going into the shithole.
You broke my wagon. I fell off.
We can see what's going on this lovely Friday. It is Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
We let our secular humanist atheism dangle out a little bit more, usually on
Jesus.
Fridays. More stories geared towards that type of stuff. Although, given the recent ongoing assault on real religious freedom from the Dominionist Christians.
Oh, yes.
It seems like every day is Faithless Friday here at Crab Diving.
Absolutely. Those pervs. You can't trust them.
That's media rape right there.
Ooh, yes.
I've forgotten how many good Glenn Beck clips I've got here.
I mean, he's just got that beautiful voice, but then he says such loony things.
Since when does your no mean yes?
Yeah. Put that on some merch.
Between him and Alex Jones, I'm sure you could just fill up an entire show. Just play clip, 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 clip.
No, fucking Alex Jones, I mean. This is his golden era.
Oh, yeah, giddy. Let's see what's going on in the headlines.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, February the 3rd, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Wee-wee.
Over at the Commie Finko Liberal.
Hey,
Huffington Post.
Hey, fuck you.
I've seen this. It's a copy.
Yes.
Of the cover of the German.
Nein!
periodical Der, Der Spiegel.
Der Spiegel.
Der Spiegel.
Jesus, that language is so scary to me.
Which is
Der Spiegel.
An English language international edition.
Okay.
Well, it's actually the German news source, some kind of a news weekly news magazine published in Hamburg, one of Europe's largest publications of its kind.
Oh, okay.
Editor-in-chief is Klaus Brinkbaumer.
Is this some kind of Nazi magazine?
No, it's a regular, just a regular. It's like
Time. It's a newspaper.
It's like Time of
How xenophobic of me. Anything that sounds remotely German, I'm like, what? Is that a Nazi thing?
Oh, what a great name. Klaus Brinkbaumer.
Klaus Brinkbaumer.
Oh, God. So, over at the Der Spiegel, there is a...
Fuck you.
The next cover is a cartoon depiction of our president, Donald J. Trump, waving a kind of a machete, a large knife, and holding the bleeding, severed head of the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, shit. Were they trying to make a point?
I think so. And the headline says, abandoned, tens of thousands lose visas.
Oh, fuck.
Trump's executive order has provisionally revoked 100,000 visas, Brian.
No shit.
As you, 100,000 winners, as part of its ban on travelers from 7 Muslim majority countries. Twitter, Facebook.
Do we like anyone these days?
What do you mean?
Does Trump like anyone these days that's not white?
Oh, I was going to say Putin, but then he had that not white thing.
Oh, yes. He's very white.
Ben Carson and Omarosa.
Here are my two.
And Frederick Douglass.
And my third one.
He probably thinks he's going to be having lunch with sometime soon.
Follow Frederick Douglass on Twitter.
Yeah, buy his books through our Amazon hole.
Absolutely. Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
The Justice Department, State Department officials said that fewer than 60,000, but they're saying not so much. It's actually close to 100,000. And what a way to toss the correct ingredients into the recipe.
Oh, yeah.
To radicalize somebody. Some kids who are terrified in a... some teenagers terrified in a fucking airport, and then sent to some gulaggy kind of bullshit. Some of them handcuffed. That 5-year-old was handcuffed, arm cuffed. They put the fucking handcuffs on because he's so tiny. He's a 5-year-old. You cunt.
Well, what was he gonna do?
I don't know. They should be.
Beaten or something. Those
cops
people.
Should. Be
God damn.
Handcuffed themselves.
We're not calling for violence. That's not what I mean. But shit, man. Sucks. That is not
hard not to.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way.
I mean, we're supposed to look out for the little guy. That's what America sort of means, right? I mean, our Constitution is sort of geared to that, you know, to protect the majority from the minority, to protect the less of us, the weaker. Well, wasn't that Jesus' fucking thing?
Our current interpretation has tended towards. Yeah. But I don't know these guys.
There's some, I don't know
they
what
want
it
to go
is.
Back to the white landowners.
Yeah.
Are the ones who can vote. In other words, the elite rich guys.
Right. I mean, since when is like being generous and inclusive and kind? Why is that equated with weakness?
It's that fucked up
God
hyper masculinity that they play on and
that MRA
and
thing.
Add stupidity.
Yeah.
A dash of dumb fuckery.
Dumb fuckery.
And some good old fashioned racism, misogyny, homophobia, xenophobia.
Perfect. Great.
Got a nice little smoothie.
Oh, shit.
A white hooded smoothie.
And here we are, a big gross republic of shit fucks. Big white fat shit fucks. That's
what shit fuckistan.
Shit fuckistan.
Welcome to shit fuckistan.
I mean, not welcome. You can't come in here unless you're white
True.
Or Christian.
Please accept us from shit fuckistan.
Oh, yes. We want the refuge.
We're going to be refugees.
Oh, yeah. No, we're going to attack Mexico.
But we might be refugees.
Really?
Liberals.
Thad.
We might have to find a country that'll take us. We might end up in Germany, which I'll bet this has got to drive Trump crazy, but a lot of people...
I don't want to take a plane across the Atlantic. Is there a country that'll take us?
A lot of people have been saying
closer?
That Trump can't call himself the leader of the free world anymore because America's no longer free, and they're trying to make it unfreer. Angela Merkel is now the one who seems to be keeping the progressive freedoms and individual freedom banners alive.
Yeah.
For everybody, not just white rich people.
I mean, what? So what? So what's the rest of the sane part of the world that, motherfucker, I mean, we used to be a part of that. What are they going to do when...
Well, we tried.
Yeah. What are they going to do when we're at war with China?
China!
What are they going to
do? Like Steve Bannon wants.
Yeah.
Predicts. War with China. And look at already, they're saber-rattling with Iran. The Iran.
I mean, what kind of prediction is that, Bannon, when you're in charge of that national security? What is he on now? I mean, the National Security Committee?
Yeah, National Security Council.
Yeah. God. And Schindler doesn't give a fuck about that shit.
No, he just wants to be loved.
Did you see that he wasn't even in the fucking Situation Room right. for that Yemen
yeah.
raid?
Yeah.
That's the first one that he...
Well, he had to go and tweet, man. He had to go, he had to go watch his shows.
I can't get any bars in the Situation Room. I got to be upstairs.
Might
so
have
I
been up
twit.
Against The Apprentice. He had to watch and criticize Arnold.
I mean, wouldn't you think? I mean, even if you had no feelings, I mean, if you pretend.
Well, that's what I'm working towards.
Wouldn't he be the least bit curious to see what the Situation Room was like during a military action? Wouldn't the curiosity at least drive him down there? I don't mean compassion for the people that he's sending, you know, to risk their lives for America. I mean,
and a SEAL died and children died.
Yeah, but he couldn't be in the Situation Room for that. He didn't feel like he needed to be.
He's busy, man.
You know, Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, when she was, you know, the Secretary of State, they were both down there at the same time, often during shit like this.
Right.
So why wasn't Trump? Isn't that his fucking job?
He's a different kind of a manager. He lets other people do shit. He wants to do nothing but walk around and be loved.
Imagine, like, you lost somebody on that raid and you found out that Schindler wasn't even downstairs, wasn't even in the Situation Room. I mean, I'm not naive. I'm not a fucking idiot. It's not like I think Trump goes down there and is actually punching buttons and giving orders.
Well, and they still lie about Obama. I saw it yesterday. Somebody said, well, yeah, oh, wow, Obama was sleeping during Benghazi and then he just went back to bed. No, you stupid fucks. Benghazi happened in the middle of the day, our time.
Yeah.
That's nighttime over there, you fucks. Yeah. And eventually, after all the horrible stuff had already happened, I believe, yes, Obama went to bed.
Right. God. He wasn't tired.
He didn't hear, oh, they can't find the ambassador. Okay, well, wake me in the morning.
He didn't say
but that's,
that.
That's, you know, and they say the same thing about Hillary. Hillary was in bed, and that's eight Pinocchio noses.
It doesn't matter, right?
Right.
Pinocchio thing. Is that the Politico?
One of them, yeah. That's
how they rate liars.
Big steaming piles of bullshit.
Fuck you. God damn.
So that's the headline over at the Huffington Post is tens of thousands of people are losing their visas. And if they had visas, that kind of means that they've already been through some sort of a vetting process. This wasn't somebody who was just hopping on a plane.
Hello?
Coming over.
Oh, yes.
But that's what the dummies believe.
God, it's so stupid. It's racism. They're just appealing to their fucking sense of fucking racism.
And fear.
They're such pussies, man.
Because God knows they're coming for Lincoln, Nebraska.
And you're afraid of Syrian refugees. My God. Have you no self-respect? They're children fleeing fucking ISIS, you fucking assholes. Damn. That really burns my ass.
Interesting. Over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
There's two pictures. One
yes.
is the exact same cover
right.
of the exact same German magazine, Der Spiegel.
Hogan!
And,
Der Spiegel.
Then there's also another magazine cover.
Yes.
I can't really, they shrunk the picture and you can't make it
magnification.
Bigger.
Magnification. Kate, we need magnification.
From Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
the February 2017 issue of Ireland's political and cultural magazine, The Village.
Let me get drunk.
Don't you know? Oh, we could talk like the. You could do it like the. What was that? What's that stupid breakfast cereal?
Lucky Charms.
Oh,
yeah.
Purple.
It made me think of the Commitments.
And,
you remember the Commitments?
Yellow Vaginas.
Huh? Remember the Commitments?
Yeah, sure.
That's a great movie, man.
So Ireland's political and cultural magazine, The Village, there's a picture of Donald Trump, and there's some kind of weird target over his head. Oh, I don't know if we...
I'm not into that.
Yeah.
Fuck that shit.
Then it says, why not? I don't know what that means
fuck
either.
That.
But
no, no. None of that.
Some of the subheadings are... I might want to read The Village, though. It looks under Trump's golden shower.
Ooh, yes.
Another one. Obama's betrayal of trust led to Trump madness.
Complicated. What does that mean?
So it sounds like they hit everybody.
Yeah.
So there you go. It's some that's apparently Drudge is coming at it from a different angle.
I mean, God damn it. Listen, man, I know Obama wasn't perfect, and I know there are issues there with the NSA and transparency with the press and the droning thing, you know, inexcusable.
Yeah.
And with Hillary, too, Secretary of State with the droning. But I mean, compared to what's going on now.
What about Benghazi?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
What about the emails?
Oh, yeah. But shit, man.
We're
invading Mexico.
Extreme war. It leads to a Bloomberg story that says Trump ghost looms over EU summit as leaders push back.
Oh, yes.
This is from Patrick Donahue and John Fallane over at the Bloomberg.
The later.
U.S. President Donald Trump loomed over a Mediterranean.
Right. No. That one's right. Loomed.
Over a Mediterranean gathering of European leaders who used a meeting Friday to hit back at the new administration that has upended transatlantic relations by dismissing the European Union's validity. French President François Hollande told reporters, it is unacceptable that there be, though, a certain number of statements by the President of the United States, a pressure on what Europe must be or what it must not be.
A pressure. What is that?
It's my...
A pressure?
That's my Pink Panther cartoonish French version.
No.
A pressure. A pressure on what Europe must be. He is telling Europe...
Spell what you're saying.
Pressure. P-R-E-S-S-U-R-E. Pressure.
A pressure.
I'm not saying it's great English. A certain number of statements by the President of the United States, a pressure on what Europe must be. He's putting a pressure on what Europe might be.
Okay, like a picture? He's painting a picture of Europe?
No, he's putting pressure on them, saying, oh, okay. This is what you've got to be.
Kate, can you translate? I don't speak French. I'm just kidding. Est-ce que tu veux tenir?
So that's the headline over at the Bloomberg.
They hate us.
Already they're digging in the European Union over there and saying, fuck you. The globalists of the European Union are pushing back.
They hate us.
Some French guy saying words that nobody knows what they are.
Hey, do we host the Olympics next? I know that's totally a fucking crazy ass out of nowhere question.
I don't think so.
I wouldn't let us in the Olympics. That's what's going to happen. We are going to, all of a sudden, we're not going to be liked anymore, and people are going to start boycotting this country and treating us like fucking cunts. Damn it. We're not all fucking cunts.
Not all. But there's a lot of cuntitude being swung around right now from this country.
Right.
Japan, maybe?
Konnichiwa.
Although they're recently down to the top three choices for the 2024 Olympics. Paris, France.
Okay.
Budapest, Hungary, and Los Angeles, California.
Right.
Where we currently are residing and broadcasting from.
Oh, yes.
Los Angeles 2024. What?
How lucky.
A shit show that's going to be for traffic, huh?
Oh, I hate that. We got to have... figure out who's in charge of those tubes.
What tubes?
Like, don't we have tubes that we can get places?
Elon Musk wants to build underground tunnels everywhere.
Well, get to it, asshole.
Hurry the fuck up, man.
God damn.
We don't have much time.
We're running out of time.
Traffic here is really horrific.
Oh, my God. It's fucked.
All kinds of other shit going on. Those are your headlines, ladies and gentlemen, here. Fair and balanced stuff over here at crabdiving.com. Don't forget our social medias, facebook.com/crabdiving, Twitter, Instagram, etc., etc. etc. Poor Kellyanne Conway. We talked a little bit about her earlier.
Patrick Stewart in drag.
She's how dare you insult?
I'm sorry,
Patrick
number
Stewart.
One.
Kellyanne Conway is all pissed off now because the social media, speaking of Twitter, I mean, it's been trending since yesterday, which things don't usually go that long on the Twitter. Hashtag Bowling Green Massacre.
Okay.
What we're talking about is she was on Meet the Press on Sunday, I believe it was, or maybe it was Hardball. Oh, no, it was a Hardball interview with Chris Matthews that she was on. And she had said, it really, going through it, it sounded like it's kind of a slip of the tongue. However, when your career is spewing forth bullshit propaganda and lies,
yes,
people are immediately going to just assume that you're just going with the status quo of bullshit coming out of your mouth.
Why would they not? Speaking of career, I have to make a call for my day job. I'm so sorry. I'll be right back.
I'll continue talking about this. So Kellyanne Conway said she was talking about the terrorists that were from Bowling Green. She said, I meant to say, quote, Bowling Green terrorists, not massacre. She's being accused and being raked over the coals for inventing some kind of a fake disaster. She cited this, many people say, fictional Bowling Green massacre, justifying this horrific executive order banning Muslims. Oh, no, it's not a Muslim ban. Oh, no, it's nothing to do with religion. Oh, wait, you know what? It's not even a ban. She falsely compared Trump's orders to visa restrictions imposed in 2011 by then President Obama. This is what they're apparently going to be doing for a while. Oh, with Obama, this possibly failed attack and complete shit show in Yemen. They're completely blaming on Obama. Well, it was his plan, everything. It just happened while we were here. I'm sure they had nothing to do with it. They didn't look at the plans. They didn't have to go through any kind of final okay process. They were just like, yeah, hey, Barry did the work. Sure, go ahead, let him bomb the shit out of it. I'm sure that's how it worked. So Kellyanne, then all over Twitter, people have been saying things like, actually, even Jill Biden, former second lady, do they call it the vice president's wife, second lady? Anyway, Jill, the former vice president, Joe Biden's wife, tweeted, I still wear my Bowling Green Massacre ribbon to this day to show support. Hashtag never forget what never happened. People saying a lot of, we'll never forget. Make sure you never forget things that never happened, that kind of thing. Kellyanne Conway. Well, she is all pissed off. She tweeted early this morning, on Hardball, NBC News, NBC, I meant to say Bowling Green terrorists as reported here. And she puts a link to an ABC story that says dozens of terrorists may be in U.S. as refugees. Dozens of terrorists may be in the U.S. as refugees. I don't know where the hell she gets Bowling Green from that. But she's, in fact, I'm just looking at Kellyanne Conway's Twitter feed, and she still appears to be fucking posting shit a couple of hours ago about Bowling Green. She tweeted, honest mistakes abound. Last night, prominent editor of liberal site apologized for almost running a story regarding tweet from fake account. Yet won't name him, attack him, get the base to send upon him. Same with MLK Jr. bust fake story. It's called Class, Grace, Deep Breath. Kellyanne Conway lecturing sanctimoniously about class and grace. Kelly and fucking Gables Conway talking about class and grace when she works for the most classless possibly the most classless. I don't know. I'm not really sure what Grover Cleveland was like. I'm not aware of what Franklin Pierce's habits were like, but
he was a perv.
Donald Trump is classless as fuck.
Oh yes.
Talking about Kellyanne Conway tweeting.
Okay. About if I'm working on scheduling a dry cleaning pickup for my boss right now.
Very important.
It really is. By the way, if you want to donate money to the crabs or something whilst you're shopping, please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon.
So Kellyanne Conway tweeted, it's called Class and Grace. Kellyanne Conway talking about being classy. Somebody said I'd forgotten that Al-Qaeda terrorists came to Bowling Green as refugees. Thanks, Kellyanne, for pointing it out. And then she says, yeah, everyone should read the ABC News article on my Twitter feed instead of creating memes and phony outrage. It's a dangerous world. Oh, how dare you? You guys are wasting so much time coming after me when you should be creating memes against Al-Qaeda. What the fuck does she think?
Who do you want us to create memes against? Why are they? Tell me who to meme against.
So Kellyanne Conway throwing a little Twitter tantrum. Just like her boss, they're so thin fucking skinned. She can't fucking handle the being held accountable for her stupidity. If she would have just said, oh my God, I misspoke. Get over it. And that would be fine. But she's like, Trump, there's 30 tweets. Bully Green. See, look, this is what I was talking about, libtards. See? This is what's wrong with these people. They're fucking lunatics. What else is going on there? It's Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, we whip out our atheism just a wee little hair more.
A bag of dicks to Sky God.
No. views of half of the microphones over in this studio don't represent.
How do I send a bag 100%. Of dicks to something that doesn't even exist, by the way?
I don't know, but you can send a bag of dicks from crabdiving.com/Amazon.
That's true, Pat.
I believe they have candy in the shape of dicks that you can literally send somebody a bag of dicks.
Cocks.
Over at the Drudge Report, it's funny, too. They, of course, are losing their minds over the terror at the Louvre. L-O-U-V-R-E, Louvre.
Fuck you.
You know, that's that place in Paris, France, where they've got the Mona Lisa hanging, which is a lot smaller in person than one would think.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you think if, God, I'm so stupid. I was going to say Leonardo DiCaprio, that back in his time they had Instagram, but I mean Da Vinci. You think Da Vinci would have been a big Instagasher or no?
Maybe. I don't know. He might have been more into chatterbait.
Probably.
A man armed with a machete.
Oh, shit.
Was shot 5 times in the stomach. They're launching a terror probe. This machete-wielding man was shot while attacking 4 soldiers outside the Louvre. He was shot 5 times in the stomach, still alive. He's in critical condition. He was shouting, of course, Allahu Akbar.
I don't mean to laugh, but geez.
And reportedly had paint bombs in his backpack. What are paint bombs? I don't...
They're bombs armed with paint.
I see.
Oh, shit. You know what it's like?
Oh, maybe he was going to try to destroy some of the artwork. Bombs.
Oh, really? What a dick.
Maybe he was going to try to destroy artwork. He was Egyptian, they think. He was an Egyptian man, arrived in France at the end of last month, they say. An unconfirmed report from French TV has named him... Well, I'm not even going to read the name if it's unconfirmed. Why would you... I'm not going to name this guy. Who the hell knows? I'm not Glenn Beck.
You're not Glenn Beck.
I know. It's hard to believe.
Damn it. I thought it was at the Blaze.
This man was refused entry to the Louvre, pulled out a weapon, and was shot by one of the soldiers there. Paratrooper is believed to have suffered a minor head injury. Ooh, with a machete. I hope it's minor. Donald Trump couldn't wait to get his little orange fingers tweeting about it. Of course, nothing about after they found out that the guy that did the killing in the mosque in Quebec, after they found out he was a white racist nationalist xenophobe Trump lover, basically, they found out that we've heard nothing from the Trump administration about that kind of terrorism.
Good news. My boss has a new dry cleaning pickup scheduled. Everything's fine. Everybody relax.
But Trump tweeted, a new radical Islamic terrorist has just attacked in Louvre Museum in Paris. Tourists were locked down. France on edge again. And then all capitals, get smart, U.S. So he's saying, see?
Yeah.
Look, we got to keep out of the Muslims. Look, see? Get smart.
God. Smarten up.
Right.
He sounds like Tony Soprano. He doesn't sound like the leader of the free fucking world, which he's not.
Yeah, replace that with Jews. Say it in German. Say, look, see? Look at the Jews, see? We got to keep them out. Set your clocks back about, 60-ish years.
We're cunts now, man.
Terrifying. Really, really fucked up. And just more news of these leaks coming out.
Ooh, yes.
Which just shows what a
dystopian
nightmare it is. A couple of people have likened it to Lord of the Flies.
The White House?
Lord of the Flies. And probably a really good metaphor, allegory, simile.
Well, let me see how you're using
comparison. It's a really good comparison.
Yes.
Because
is it like Lord of the Flies?
It's a whole bunch of little kids running around not knowing what the fuck they're doing, and then they start killing each other.
A simile.
Spoiler alert.
It's like. That's a simile. Like. When you say metaphor, it's more like it is. I don't really know. Thank you, everyone.
I don't remember.
Thank you. I went
to studio audience
in Georgia.
Grammarians. They seem to be pleased with your
studio audience. How sad. Oprah studio audience. They got it good. Sometimes they get bras.
A car?
And gifts. Kate, hand everybody out a bra.
Reach under.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody gets a car.
Reach around.
Donald J. Trump.
Fuck you.
Who is by several times, I forget what the multiple is, like four or five times already.
Multiples.
The most be lawsuited.
Oh, I know.
POTUS in history.
People be litigious as fuck.
A lot of lawsuits, like Remora attached to the shark as he swam into the White House.
Fuck you.
A couple new ones.
Oh, yeah.
One that didn't go so well, Ryan.
No, no. Come on, Schittler.
This has to do with Trump Jupiter Golf Club in Jupiter, Florida.
Yes.
A federal judge ordered the Trump Jupiter Golf Club to pay nearly $6 million to former members after they were kept out of the club but still had to pay dues.
Why were they kept out?
The Trump organization apparently bought they bought the club from the Ritz-Carlton
Mr. Carlson
for $5 million.
WKRP.
God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Oh my God, that show was funny. Turkey, one more word out of you.
In Lunch turn meat. He was also, the company was responsible for $41 million in refundable deposits.
Oh, yes.
Owed to club members, so some sort of deposits that were put in. Quote, upon taking ownership, however.
Yes.
Trump's team changed club policy regarding members who announced their intention to resign. Previously, such members would continue to use the club.
Yes.
While waiting to get their deposits back.
Of course.
Still got my $50,000.
Dude, why not?
I still get to use the club.
I have announced my intentions to resign.
And they would finally get their deposit back when a certain number of new members join. So
yes.
I guess, that's part of the deal is you got to keep the club alive.
Right. I mean, listen, horrible.
This is a golf club.
I was about to say, it's so sad. These white people in Jupiter, Florida were kept from playing golf. I might reserve my outrage for other causes. But,
so they had this deal. Trump bought the place and said, too bad, so sad. Bye-bye.
Ew, suck of my dick.
Says these members were then barred from the club.
You cannot enter.
But still required and expected to pay as much as $20,000 a year in dues.
Holy shit! These people play... 1 second. Hold the fucking phone. Are you telling me... For 1 year.
I'm surprised that that's it.
Dues were $20,000.
I'm surprised that's all.
And fuck them. I don't care. I fuck these people. I'm glad Schittler fucked you. How do you like that?
I mean, back in the day when I was tennis pro-ing, I taught at a couple of country clubs where...
Yes?
I think it was more than $20,000 to join, to be honest with you.
I reserve...
Oh, maybe that was just a joining fee, not $20,000 a year.
I have no sympathy for these fucksticks. $20,000 a year to sit around and play golf? My God, Syrian refugees!
Nonetheless, it doesn't give the Trump organization...
Of course not.
...the right to fuck them.
But fuck these white people.
But that just shows you what the Trump organization does and how they do business. We talked before about how...
I'm so glad these white guys found some justice.
That the shenanigans that are... I think now involved in a lawsuit where Trump Jr.'s company bought some toxic waste dump.
Is this Edu?
And they... Edu. Oh, Uday or Kuse.
Is it Uday or is it Kuse?
It's Don Jr., I think it was.
Little shithead. He looks like a perv.
Like bought some company.
Yes.
And then they had... then. Dad came in and bought Don's company.
Oh, yes.
And now they're saying none of us are responsible for the toxic waste cleanup.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. Please.
We want the taxpayers. I think it's Florida. We want the taxpayers of Florida to pay for that because it's not our meth.
Oh, yeah. Wrap your lips around my orange cock. God, listen to this bullshit. I'll buy your company and then, Dad, you buy my company and then I'll buy your company and then we can all just go fuck off. Oh, and fuck your fucking toxic waste. Jesus Christ. The one person that's getting any money out of Trump that sued Trump that's going to come out ahead are these white guys.
But this is the way
pay too much money for fucking golf.
Oh, sure.
Fuck this.
Privatize the profits, socialize the losses. That's how our system works right now.
God, you know, our country
is... And it's getting worse.
Oh, yes. We're just a big, giant shit pile. Yummy, yummy.
It ain't great right now.
Welcome to the party of turddom.
Not great right now. Hopefully, we've survived 2 weeks.
No, yes.
Let's just keep...
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
We're still here, everybody. 2 weeks
Fuck
in.
Fuck you. Right.
Hopefully, we'll be able to keep this shit up.
Right. And we're white people saying this, man.
White dudes.
I think about that sometimes, like we're white people bitching about, oh my God, it's so shitty. Hey, Black Lives Matter. They're like, welcome to the party, assholes. And you're not even getting pulled over. You're not even at the same party I'm at.
Yet. Wait till we get the L's tattooed on our heads for libtard.
Oh, yes.
You voted for Hillary. You're getting a tattoo, boy. Right. We know who you are. I see you with that Obama sticker on your car.
Yeah. Right.
Not a great... I wouldn't... There's...
Fuck no.
Yeah, I wouldn't put that shit.
What about that Jesus fish? I love that one. That's so funny. When you put legs on your fish because it's like pro-evolution.
Yeah, but that one gets vandalized.
Does it really? Oh, you're going to take my legs off my little fishy? Because you, cause Sky God?
Yeah, I see all kinds of times in the chat rooms and the, not the chat rooms, but the comment sections and shit of the...
Oh, yes.
The atheists, the baby-eating non-believers.
Fuck you.
When they talk about how shit like that gets vandalized all the time. Like you can't put you can put your I Love Jesus bumper sticker on your car. Nobody gonna touch it. But if you put your I Love Darwin bumper sticker on your car, people will fucking vandalize it.
Why is that? That doesn't make any sense.
They're loving Christians.
Oh yeah. What would Jesus do? Oh, that's right. He would destroy your property. Mm-hmm. He would vandalize your shit. Jesus is way into that.
I've got a story here.
Okay.
That the, it is Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yes.
This is something creepy as fuck happening.
Bow your head and pray to nothing.
happening in the sovereign state of Texas.
Fuck you. Bury my fetus or burn in hell.
Don't mess with Texas.
Don't mess with Texas.
Nobody wants to, dickhead.
That something has been put out by a state representative.
Yes.
In Texas.
Boy.
A creepy, probably Christo fascist.
Okay.
Ass wad.
Oh, right. A whole wad.
Representative, I believe it's Biederman.
Biederman.
Representative Kyle
Biederman.
Biederman.
Any relation to Noel Biederman? Who is that? How do I know that name? Noel Biederman.
Ashley Madison.
Oh, yes.
Wasn't Noel Biederman the poobah over at AshleyMadison.com where you were encouraged to cheat?
I think that was Noel Biederman's Match.com.
Maybe I'm lying.
It matters not. Anyway, Biederman. Fuck you.
But the so now hundreds of Muslim leaders in Texas.
Fuck you.
Religious leaders.
Okay.
Have received letters.
Hello.
Ordering them to complete a survey stating their views on Islamic extremism.
Oh, shit. All right.
How fucked up is that?
That's very fucked up. Why? Have you sent a letter out to all these pastors at Baptist churches and Methodists about Christian white fundamentalists?
Noel Biederman is the Ashley Madison guy, just so you know.
Noted.
The three-question survey asks leaders to state whether they believe the Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization.
You better answer correctly.
Do you believe that? Would you sign a pledge for religious freedom?
Okay. No.
And do you support the Muslim reform movement?
No. That sounds creepy.
They say it's part of a campaign by Texas State Representative Kyle Biederman to expose what he calls, quote, radical Islamic terrorism in Texas.
Eat my cock!
Because the first thing they're going to do is fill out a form and say, we can't wait to blow up your white Christian ass. You got us. Check. You got us.
That's what happened at the airport. Those fucking people at the airport should have checked everybody on that plane on 9/11.
Yeah. Excuse me, are you going to kill anybody today?
Hello.
I know. Oh, you got me.
I want to
Here's the box cutter.
Box. I want to check your terrorism card, I do.
The
so fucking stupid.
Bye. Amy Goodman over at Democracy Now.
Yes.
The interviewed a Texas Muslim leader, Sarwat Hussein. And he said the timing of the letter was to distract the Texas Muslim Capitol Day, which they do every other year. They take about 800 to 1,000 Muslims to the state capitol to learn about the political process, meet their lawmakers, understand, and have a dialogue with them. And then this letter comes out from this asshole.
Great. Okay.
He's a freshman, so he's a new dude, new state legislator.
Perv.
I'm sure he's from a great place, a great, wonderful part of Texas.
From my asshole.
Mr. Hussein says it's downright disgusting, offensive, and intimidating. It hurts me to see this coming from a lawmaker. You don't expect these kinds of things from government. This guy's using, is this taxpayer money that's going to
fuck
this?
Yes, of course.
For these hundreds of letters to go out saying,
hell yeah,
do you support religious freedom?
Support religious freedom or eat my dick, motherfucker.
It says urgent reply ASAP. By the way, there's no law. I mean, they can wipe their assholes with it, and I would encourage them to do so. Send it back to Mr. Biederman, this fuckwad, because they don't have to. The state is not going to compel religious leaders or anybody to fill out a questionnaire. Maybe the census every 10 years. You got to do that shit.
Oh, yeah.
But there ain't no... Do you swear fealty? Do you think the Muslim Brotherhood is a terrorist organization?
This isn't like...
Show me your papers.
Yeah.
Prove your loyalty.
This isn't 1950, but I don't even know that we had to do that in 1950.
It's progressive compared to the 50s. Yeah.
It's not fucking Russia. We don't live in Russia yet. Are we in Uncle Nipple, Stan? Are we? Don't lie to me. Are we in Russia?
The only legislators in Texas speaking out about it are Democrats.
Okay, well.
None of the Republicans came out or even condemned the letter. They still don't know what's going on with that mosque that burned in Victoria, Texas.
Oh, that mosque? Don't worry about that mosque.
Where actually I think they raised almost $1 million in donations from people who have pledged to help after some heinous creature.
God,
possibly.
Damn it.
They don't even know. I don't think they even have proof yet of what happened.
Right.
But if that's the case, that somebody torched it.
God. Why are we blowing shit up? What? It's just...
Mosques have been torched. They say feces spread on the mosque.
God damn.
Pages of the Quran ripped off and thrown inside.
Oh, my God.
Hate mails, texts, calls are all common for Muslim leaders around Texas, he says.
All right. Jesus.
Woohoo! America!
Yay! Freedom! Y'all feel better about Trump?
Meanwhile, Jewish community centers have been getting threats.
Oh, okay.
And targets.
Great.
A whole bunch of community centers were evacuated the other day as nationwide. Different ones were receiving different threats.
Yeah.
I knew somebody on Twitter. They said that that their kid was at the community center and they got sent home.
Oh, my God. Because of threats.
Yeah.
This is fucked up. So why? God, Obama would be out front on this and saying we can't behave like this.
2 weeks. I was just going to say, what a difference 2 weeks makes, huh?
God, I mean, even if, let's say Trump, well, I mean, I think he's a racist. I truly believe that in his heart, he's a racist. But just for the sake of the country, I mean, can he at least say, hey, white people, quit blowing things up? I mean, that should, even if he is a big, stinking, disgusting racist, he should be poo-pooing this white extremism, no? Am I nuts?
I would hope, but Bannon's sitting there saying, rah-rah white people.
Rah-rah white people. God, what a dick.
You know, there's a story that came out about this whole, one of the reasons they think that Trump, we talked about yesterday when he took a shit on the new apprentice, the new celebrity apprentice with Arnold Schwarzenegger, took a swipe, I was going to say.
Yes.
Trying to read at the same time as talk. Took a swipe at the ratings that Arnold's version of The Apprentice is getting.
Okay.
At the prayer breakfast, Trump was like, we should pray for Arnold Schwarzenegger. But then he said something like, Mark Burnett, this will show him never to bet against me again.
What does that
and
mean?
We were trying to figure it out.
Right.
But now, one of the theories that makes sense.
Yes.
Is that one of the stories that was out there was that Trump, when he was quitting the show to move on to try to run for president.
Okay.
He wanted Ivanka to become the new star of The Celebrity Apprentice. He wanted to hand it over to her and that she would be the new star and that Mark Burnett ended up saying, well, no, we got Schwarzenegger to do it.
Okay.
So that would make sense that Trump is saying, look, I told you, never bet against me. You put Ivanka in there.
Here's the
problem. She would have gotten much better ratings than that Russian guy, German guy.
Here's the problem.
Austrian guy.
Here's the fucking problem with Trump and people like him being president. We are talking about The Apprentice. I don't even know why, because... because fucking Ivanka, he wanted Ivanka to be the star, but now she's helping run the country or some bullshit. We aren't even talking about the fact that Bannon wants us to go to war with fucking China. And Iran.
Yeah.
And Trump said he wanted to invade Mexico. Now, I'm saying I don't know that he really wants to invade Mexico.
And now he said he was kidding.
What do we believe? Because, listen.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Did you hear that?
No, like, I didn't.
I was just being funny.
No. You weren't. That's not funny. Do you think that's funny to a country like Mexico? A big, giant superpower is going to shit down your neck.
Yeah. The biggest.
You want a little shock and awe? That's not funny to them. God damn it. And also, we should start believing what you say, because you keep doing everything you say. So if you say you're going to invade Mexico, I mean, I'm kind of tired of telling myself, oh, well, he's just being crazy. He's not really going to do that. Because you're doing everything else you fucking said, you fuckface. Hyperbole.
Michael Vick trending.
Oh, what's that piece of shit?
I just saw that on Twitter.
Fuck you, Michael.
I believe he may be retiring, maybe?
From what? Hurting dogs? From football?
Michael Vick says he wants to officially retire with the Atlanta Falcons.
Oh, who gives a fuck what you do? Fuck
off. He wants to retire with the Atlanta Falcons. I don't know if that means he's going to retire.
I think what happens is if a sports person wants to retire with an organization, they pay him a prorated rate at the minimum for one fucking day, and then he probably donates that fucking money to charity. Then he can officially retire as an Atlanta Falcon. But why would they do that for him? The Falcons hate that motherfucker.
He wrote a over at the Players Tribune, which isn't that A-Rod's newspaper that's
I know not
by the players, I think it is.
A-Rod runs it?
I believe so. Jeez.
I mean, I don't know. Have you ever heard him in interviews? Does he strike you as a real writer? Any of these idiots?
Well, I'm not saying that
he's not over there editing. Does he have a column?
He's the editor in chief.
He didn't call people up. He's like, hey, I reviewed your article. Good stuff. Little liberal with the comments, though.
But this is allegedly written by Michael Vick.
Yeah, fuck you.
Saying that he's good with retiring.
Who cares?
He opens with, on the first day of my sentence at Leavenworth Penitentiary, November 19th, 2007, I made a list of three things I wanted to accomplish. One was to make it home from prison safe. Two was to see my grandmother again before she passed away. And three was to return to the Atlanta Falcons as their starting quarterback.
Okay.
And finish what I'd started. I wanted to lead the Falcons to the Super Bowl.
Damn. Okay, well, good for you. You got everything you wanted. Congratulations.
He didn't get Super Bowl, did he?
Who fucking knows?
I don't believe. So there you go. There's he says, I guess he goes on to write about that he's happy with his career, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's a pretty long piece. Over.
Yay! Congratulations, Michael.
So there you go, Michael Vick.
Happy with your career. I mean to say you're happy.
I'm content
with
my career, ready to move forward in my life, he said. Jeez. A few days ago.
Content. Wouldn't you want to change a few things? Maybe not rape and kill all those fucking dogs, you wacko?
I think he means after that part.
Oh, okay.
He's content with what's happened since then.
Congrats.
Congratulations.
Douchebag.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Faithless Friday, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a couple of clips here. Would you like one big blast in the face of Jim Baker?
I've
got a couple of different clips. Or would you like a little Jim Baker now and a little Jim Baker later?
Let's get a whole... I don't know. I'm thinking a blast. What do you think?
You thinking a big Baker blast?
Oh, yes. Guys, we're about to do a Jim Baker blast here at Crab Diving.
Jim Baker has been last... here you go. Jim Baker...
Is this the whole team together at the studio, or...
This is...
what's his wife's name?
Lori.
Is she included?
Now, I believe so, but he's got a guest.
Oh, okay. What douchebag?
Dr. Billy Brim. I believe it's a lady type person.
A doctor.
Billy with a Y-E. B-I-L-L-Y-E.
Is this a real doctor?
Billy.
Or is it doctor in air
quotes? I think it's one of these. I think
Jesus
it's one of
doctors?
These Jesus doctors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You can't go to this doctor.
I don't think she's an oncologist or anything like that.
Can she reset my arm if I break it?
I would not go to her.
Okay.
Evangelist Billy Brim.
Oh.
Here is... a little bit of Jim Baker from the Jim Baker Show.
Fuck you.
Listen, what's happening is we've had leaders who have opened our country to demon power.
Yeah. Right.
Yes.
That's right.
They have worked for the dark side on That's the right. other side.
Mm-hmm.
And we have millions of demon-possessed people yeah. in this country now.
Millions of demon-possessed people in this country now.
How do you know, though? Like,
because
Obama
opened the legs of the country to the Islamic demons, Ryan, and now there are millions.
How do
millions of demons?
How do they possess me?
Rectally.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Not through my
suppository of, demonic. Possession.
I read that it could be through your dick hole as well. Is that not true?
Like that South American fish.
Oh, yeah.
Swims up your dick hole.
Quit laying eggs in my balls.
People yeah. in this country now.
Yeah.
Because the kids, just like these girls.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
It was demons that were behind it.
I mean, to come against a whole country for rotten little girls, forgive me, Jesus, but
it wasn't.
You know, it was a possession.
Yeah, it's a demon.
So this is Jim Baker went out to the Women's March, and there were four girls, who were together who had signs talking about equality. And
rotten.
They were protesting. Yeah, four rotten little girls. Forgive me, Lord.
Can I have some clarification? Is he actually saying those girls with the signs were rotten?
Yes.
What a dick.
Rotten little girls, forgive me, Jesus, but
it wasn't.
You know,
Time out. If there's a Jesus, hey, dick fuck. He hears that comment and you say, "Forgive me, Jesus." He's like, "No, sorry, Jim, I'm not forgiving you. You're a dick."
I thought that's all you got to do is acknowledge that you're sorry.
No, you see, that's the funny thing. If Jesus exists, I'm sure he's going to be like, you know, I know you guys all thought that if you just say you're sorry, I have to do a bunch of shitty things. I'm not going to give a fuck. No, I give a fuck. And I'm taking it out on you, bitches.
It was a possession.
Yeah, it's a demon.
It's and the demons demon. Behind them.
That's right.
Take your place at the right hand of the Father. Rule and reign, people in Washington, D.C. Don't let those.
This is Billy. This is Doctor. I'm sorry.
I forgot. Oh, yes.
She spent all that time in medical school.
Why the fuck are they all talking at once? Do they not understand Jim Baker's the goddamn star? He's in charge. He's supposed to drive the conversation.
I don't think he minds. He doesn't seem to ever put his foot down.
Oh, yeah.
Same people in Washington, D.C. Don't let those demons gather up there in that mall.
That's right.
Gather those people.
Right.
That's Lori.
Right.
So Lori's cheerleading for the doctor also.
I could be Lori.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Right.
Right. Right.
Gather those people.
Right.
You have authority over demons.
Yes.
They can become confused. They come to nothing. Right.
Yes.
There you go.
We need a soundboard of all Lori because she has so many affirmatives.
Yes.
She'd
be great at improv.
Say, did she study at Groundlings?
Yeah.
Yes, and.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I'm going to introduce something into the scene, and you're going to.
I'm going to make up some fake shit, and you're going to agree to go along with it for the sake of the performance.
Well, hey, by the way, that doctor, Billy the Lunatic Doctor.
Yes.
What is she talking about? What does she mean? Like, that bullshit she's saying, like, what do I have to do? I have to.
Don't let the demons possess those in Washington or something. I don't know what the fuck. casting some magic.
Oh, yeah.
Some Jesus magic.
Right. Okay. Well, I was a little confused at what she wanted from me.
You obviously are not open to the Lord.
Oh, yes. I am fully dilated.
And not ready Gross. To. You're not lubed up enough to receive him.
And no one is.
Dr. Billy Brim.
What is she a doctor in? I'm serious. I'm not trying to be a cunt. Is she a doctor in like bullshit?
Billy Brim's Christian heritage is rich. She sensed the call of God in early childhood. However, it was only after an encounter with the Holy Spirit in 1967.
No, fuck.
When Dr. Billy is up there.
Eat my dick.
That she, as a young wife and mother of four, began to follow him and walk out her call.
Oh, yeah.
Walk it off, baby.
Walk out her call.
Good God. For almost 10 years, she served as editor of publications Kenneth E. Hagin Ministries, where she also taught at the Rema Bible Training Center.
Read me. Give me a good Reman. The Reman.
She lived in Russia for a while, trying to minister there.
As play, yes or no?
Kent and Billy Brim, with Lee and Jan Morgans, founded a local church in Collinsville, Oklahoma.
Fuck you.
A glorious church fellowship. Billy Brim Ministries, Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks in Branson, Missouri.
Ooh.
And the soon-to-be-built Migdal Arbel Prayer and Study Center in Israel.
Migdal Arbel. You're not familiar with it?
I don't know who that is. Is if
Migdal Arbel?
If it's even a who.
Very famous.
Oh, she's sadly, her husband Kent is no longer with us. Okay. He passed in 1986.
Is he in heaven or hell? Which?
She says she was led to, quote, study Hebrew in the land.
Okay. Led by whom? Jesus?
That's a band.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's going to the Hebrew in the Land concert.
The Hebrew in the Land. Okay.
She studied at Upan Akiva in Israel.
Upa Loompa. Upon Akiva. Fuck you. So stupid.
So that must be her doctorate is obviously
In bullshit.
In divinity or something like that. Doesn't really say.
Did she let her in tetherball?
Billy Brim is blessed to work with others across the body of Christ.
Oh, how creepy.
I'll have the nipple, please.
I am reverse cowgirl.
She strongly believes in walking out. What Christian... Well, she's into that walking, this walking metaphor.
What does that mean?
Strongly believes in walking out what Scripture teaches, that we are one body, one head, one spirit, one Lord.
Keep talking.
Dot, 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 dot.
Ellipses. Dot, 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 dot. That is nothing.
Ellipses, period.
Well, no. No, no, no. If you're using ellipses at the end of the sentence, that last dot also works as a period. I'm not wrong.
You think
I'm wrong?
You are correct, sir. But the word from Billy has an ellipses followed by a period.
Do these Jesus people not feel confined to the rules of grammar?
No.
They can do whatever the fuck they want because Jesus, damn it.
And it also says that 1 Corinthians 10:32 is foundational in Billy Brim's ministry. The good works that he has ordained that she should walk in involve activity among the Jews, the nation, and the church, all to the glory of God.
Well, duh. Who else would it be to the glory of? Don't be ridiculous.
Man, she's got a lot going on.
Well, I know. Very impressive. Lots of walking.
Man.
I'm going to walk out this scripture, whatever in the fuck that could mean.
Also from the Jim Baker Show.
Fuck you.
This one.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. He was telling everyone there at the Jim Baker Dinner Theater.
Okay.
Now,
yes.
Also, I'm looking at the video, and Lori is seated next to him. And in front of Lori.
Yes.
You know, we've talked about what the studio looks like. It's set up dinner theater style with a whole bunch of tables so that people can eat the slop that he slings at them.
Do they really eat that fucking food they sell?
Yeah, they taste that shit.
I mean, they're being a studio audience for his live fucking show that he makes a lot of money on.
He's punished by eating freeze-dried powdered food.
Y'all ain't got nothing that is just not... They don't make anything fresh.
That's the whole point.
No, but this food...
Is that you can buy a big future shit bucket worth...
Yeah.
...of... potato soup.
I mean, I think sometimes a better angle for this food would not be to focus on what it tastes like. You need to focus on like the nutritional value and things like that and just say, listen, yeah, it tastes like shit, but guess what? It'll be the apocalypse and you'll be lucky to have whatever is available. I mean, have you seen The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
They shouldn't be trying to say, oh, you can eat this now.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have my Xanax?
Yes, I absolutely have your Xanax, Lori. I don't fuck around with that.
So Jim Baker was in Washington for the inaugural.
Fuck you. Was he really?
Here he is.
Was he in it?
Recounting.
No.
I don't think he participated.
Invite him?
I don't think it was official. He went, and here he is talking about what he did while he was in Washington.
I peed on somebody.
One of the events at Trump Hotel, I really wanted to be at that prayer meeting because there was generals there and people there, the Christians there. They had three tables of radical Muslims booked in that to destroy us.
Wait, what?
What is he talking about? They booked three. Was he at a restaurant somewhere? There were three tables of Muslims there ready to destroy us.
Three tables of radical Muslims who wanted to destroy us.
Is it true now when you go to restaurants, you can ask to speak in the, sit in the radical Muslim station as opposed?
Apparently. The halal station.
Oh, yeah. What's he talking about? I really don't understand him.
I don't either.
You're a loon.
He said the festivities were somewhat dampened by radical Muslims who wanted to destroy us, who were able to book three tables at the event, but were eventually thrown out. That's all I know about this.
Okay, so that definitely might
they were
not...
probably just Muslims.
Yes.
Who wanted... They were at some kind of national prayer event. They thought, well, maybe we should be included. And some Christo loons went nuts and said, kick those Muslims out.
How many Muslims are on the planet?
1 billion. With a B.
Are they all terrorists?
No. We'd be fucked.
I mean...
if that were the case.
We just... There's 1 billion Muslims on the planet. I mean...
booked in that... To destroy us. In that hotel. In that prayer group. And they had to throw them out. And they... And that was, they found it out like the day before. I'll tell you what, I would vote for Trump just in what he did to the old post office.
That's right.
So they didn't actually throw anybody out. They found out the day before and didn't let them in. That's a little different.
You listen to him like just, it's so clunky what he just said. Just like,
well, there's a break. There's an edit.
Oh, is there?
This is from Right Wing Watch. Oh, okay. Yeah, there's an edit there.
God,
I think. There's probably a segue. There's probably something that he sold in between.
Oh yeah, I was listening to a report about this hotel that he's putting in the old post office.
Yes.
And it's the
and donating the profits to the National Treasury.
Well, there's not going to be any profits.
Well, right, of course.
Because they were talking about how much over budget it is. And how expensive the rooms are going to be. Oh, and the other thing is, it's a Trump hotel, and no one's going to want to, nobody's going to fucking stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it seems like a failure.
Yes.
Am I insane? I mean.
Well, and, you know, big businesses like that, you can cook the books so that you're not making any profits.
What do you mean? You could say, like, you could move profits from some other thing to this thing.
No, we didn't make any profits this year, so right. We don't have to donate anything.
Prayer group. And they had to throw them out. And they found it out, like, the day before. I'll tell you what, I would vote for Trump just in what he did to the old post office.
Right.
That's a break.
Okay. I thought he was just trying to change the subject because he got lost
in
what the fuck he was talking about.
I think it's a break.
I'll tell you what, I would vote for Trump just in what he did to the old post office.
That's right. Beautiful.
I mean, he turned the old post office into a palace. And that's what he wants to do for things in America.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what. And so...
turned it into something for rich white people. That's what he wants to do for America.
Is he getting paid? Are these fuckers getting paid by Trump? I mean, they're just really sucking his dick. He wants to turn the country into a fucking palace.
Ugh.
Does anybody believe that?
Tacky as fuck. I'm looking at the pictures. It's really kind of tacky.
And I'll tell you what. And so, do we have any pictures inside? If God builds ballrooms, it's going to be nicer than Trump's, I know.
If God builds ballrooms, Well, you know, it's going to be nicer, I know, but...
Oh, yes.
This gave me wood. I grabbed Lori right there, threw her on the ground, and took her on the rug.
God,
You
know.
Yes.
Do you think Jim Baker's
sitting in front of Lori?
Secret girlfriend?
Our products.
Like what?
I don't know. They look like, it looks like hand cream, maybe, stuff like that.
Fleshlight?
I can't zoom in and see what, but there's some kind of products in front of Lori.
So she's selling
something.
Maybe
that's how she maintains that beauty.
You don't think Jim Baker has another girlfriend?
I don't know.
Who knows?
He's had that habit, apparently.
And that's what he wants to do for things in America.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what. And so we get into, do we have any pictures inside? If God
built... He says that's what Trump wants to do for America. And Lori says, yes, that's right. Like our infrastructure and our protection.
God damn.
She's adding the, she's, you know. Continuing the conversation.
God.
Quietly.
Oh, yes. I looked
at ballroom.
I just saw pictures of that post office.
It's tacky as shit, isn't it?
But it's huge.
It's huge.
It's enormous. So, like, it's just too... How's he going to keep that occupied to make money off of it?
Because now the governments are going to want to stay at Trump Hotel. That's the whole point. That's they're saying it's all bullshit.
It's
a conflict.
You know, but again, I guess if you bring that up.
If you're trying to get something from the United States and you book some kind of convention at the Hilton and not at the Trump former post office bullshit, and you meet with Trump and he says, I understand you stayed at the Hilton and not at Trump. Whatever the fuck the name of the Trump Hotel. Trump International.
Fuck you.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, I...
Oh, but he's not going to talk about that.
Right.
Even though Uday and Kuse were sitting there, front fucking...
Are they in charge of that hotel?
At the SCOTUS.
Scrotus.
Announcement.
Yeah.
Front and center. And there was one of those Twitter accounts that we talked about yesterday. These alleged... rogue employees in all of these different departments.
Yes.
Government departments who've been getting ready for purges and shit like that.
Ooh.
Some of these they think are real.
Okay.
Some of these accounts, but you can't tell.
Right.
But nonetheless. I forgot where I was going with it. But some of these accounts have been saying that I don't know.
Some about the are they gonna have like the porn channel at this hotel? Like for you know, from you can unlock all the porn.
Right.
They have Wi-Fi and, like, is there a pool and a
sauna? Well, I don't know. Let's listen to Jim Baker.
Okay.
Touch himself while he's talking about it.
Why does he give a
Almost
shit?
Almost as good as if God were creating
Why does he care
room.
About this hotel? Why does Jim Baker give a fuck about this fucking hotel? I don't get it.
Trump and Jesus.
Oh, okay.
And that's what he wants to do for things in America.
That's right.
And I'll tell you what. And so, we get into, do we have any pictures inside?
What the fuck?
If God builds ballrooms, it's going to be nicer than Trump's, I know. But I'll tell you what, it looked like heaven to me. It was the most gorgeous, giant chandeliers, of course, and all the beauty,
heaven.
White and gold.
This is what heaven looks like to him?
Yeah, dummy, you didn't know that. Welcome to heaven.
Look at all the white people.
Oh, God, please. There's going to be lots of whiteies.
There's, of course, and all the beauty, white and gold. It was just
white.
The most beautiful place. And they were singing about Jesus. They were preaching and praying and praying and preaching and praying. And I mean,
oh my.
The town was filled with prayer.
Yeah.
Filled with Bible studies.
Yes.
I mean, everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, don't get the crowd too worked up.
Oh, my God, you guys.
The average age is 78. Don't get the crowd too worked up.
You guys sound mentally fucking handicapped. Honestly, you did.
But there were so many. Then the balls that took place on the inaugural night.
The balls.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. The spirit of God came in spite of everything.
That's right. Jim wanted to see the lobby.
Okay, now we're skipping again.
I mean, this Lori is up. It's driving crazy. That's right.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Jim wanted to see the lobby so bad anyway. And so it was just like God going, okay, I'm going to let you see the lobby. And we're going to just have you
and
just
a
wait in,
shut
the,
up!
A private ballroom
in this little private ballroom
and it had
area.
Food there if we wanted it, but I don't.
Jim wanted to see the lobby. So we walked into the lobby, but it was God presenting it to Jim Baker.
Oh, my God. You guys are fucking mentally handicapped. You're delusional and you're nuts.
The Lord blessed Jim by letting him live long enough to walk into the lobby.
Jim wanted to see the lobby, so we walked into the lobby.
Yeah, so the Lord allowed us to walk into the lobby.
What did you want him to do? What would he might have done had he not allowed you to see the lobby?
This is Lori telling the story.
Lightning bolts.
I don't know what you're expecting, Hemingway.
Xanax.
Private ballroom.
And it had
area.
Food there if we wanted it, but I'd already eaten breakfast. But and then Trump.
These are two people who never listen to each other.
Oh, yeah. Listen to them tell a story, too. I never eat breakfast and this and that. Jim.
I always fast for the Lord in the morning. Oh, yeah.
I mean, think about it. He's telling me that this ballroom. Yes. Looks like heaven. But yet an important detail to the story is if he did or did not eat breakfast. Shut up and get to the fucking point.
Already eaten breakfast, but
maybe they've got great breakfasts in heaven.
Who? Oh well, yeah.
What continental breakfast?
Oh, yeah.
Probably a lot of bacon.
Oh, can you imagine that? Would suck.
Not in Muslim heaven.
No.
Bacon in Muslim or
continental
Jew
breakfast
heaven.
Doesn't include fucking bacon. When was the last time you had a continental breakfast that had bacon? That's just pastries and fruit.
Well, no, I was...
Sucks.
I was expanding the menu.
Oh, okay.
And then Trump bathrooms. You know what Trump bathrooms are.
All I can...
They're not outhouses.
No. No.
There's a Trump bathroom.
No, they got a brown guy that wipes your taint, sponges your hole when you're done.
Did you know that they were going to, did you know they were going to talk about the Trump bathrooms?
I did. I saw this
God,
clip
this
before,
is so
yeah.
fucking stupid. Damn.
You know what Trump bathrooms are.
All I can
They're say- not outhouses.
No. No.
There's a Trump bathroom in the hotel right there.
Wow.
There,
that's the mess.
I don't usually have my picture taken in the bathroom, but I'll tell you.
He's got his dick out. He's urinating on a brown person.
Oh, yes. Right now? And then, Lori's just sitting there. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, I love it.
Yeah.
Let me get out the camcorder.
Who took this picture of him in the bathroom? He's at the sink, and it's tacky gold.
Photojournalist.
Tacky gold everywhere, and the mirrors are all have gold frames around them.
Is he followed by a reporter from Rolling Stones?
Who's in the bathroom with Jim taking his picture?
Whoever he wants. He's a tremendous perv. Who knows what he's into? My watcher.
I don't usually have my picture taken in the bathroom, but I'll tell you.
Look, I can't tell you the women's is
I had a
much
There
nicer.
Was a man in there, and he wanted a picture with me, so we had a picture taken in the bathroom.
So I grabbed his dick, he grabbed mine, and we tapped each other.
You know, who in the fuck? Yeah. See, you're in the bathroom, you're like, oh, there's a celebrity, please, let me take my picture with him. They know that.
Aren't you the guy that defrauded thousands of people with the PTL club?
I mean, I would get a picture with him. I would be all evil.
Oh, I would be all over a picture with Jim Baker. Are you fucking kidding?
I'm so honored to meet you. I'm a big fan of your big
We play your talent all the time on our show.
Oh, yeah. Big fan.
There's a man in there, and he wanted a picture with me, so we had a picture taken in the bathroom.
Yeah,
me too.
But
many.
Many.
Did you hear? Me too. Many.
Lori's
got something going on in the Johns.
Lori, what's happening in the bathroom with you?
Oh, yeah, many.
Yeah.
Oh, been there.
Fuck you.
Lori's.
God damn.
Lori's fun as fuck.
Oh, I
remember
do too.
She used to be, she talked about that she used to like do drugs and smoke weed and stuff.
Oh, that's right. She's
I'll
reformed.
Bet Lori was fun. Oh, yeah.
Irritating. There's no way she wasn't irritating.
Lori? Yeah, that's well, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
I think, like, we should get pizza. Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. So there you go. There's a double serving.
Fuck you.
Two big buckets.
Oh, yes.
Of Jim Baker. for your ear holes.
I still don't understand why they felt like they needed to talk about Trump's hotel. It just seemed...
I don't know.
They're very strange. I'm wondering if Trump or his minions, or he's got all these, like, I don't know, maybe he's encouraging people that they consider allies. Like, listen, hey, Jim, I just want you to know Donald really loves your show. And if you ever feel inclined to mention his D.C. hotel, we would be very grateful if you know what I fucking mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Make sure you show the bathroom.
Or else. You show the bathroom.
We've got Rick Joyner.
Oh, yes. Dish.
Also a cuddly bear.
All right. Sure.
Televangelist.
Boo.
Anti-gay.
Oh, yeah.
Very pro-Trump.
He's sucking my dick.
Wearing a Make America Great Again hat.
Eat me.
In this video. Here is Rick Joyner.
Yes.
Talking about what's going on with the protests.
Perfect.
It's really something, the show that's going on in Washington over, you know, whether the Senate is going to approve Trump's appointees, and the behavior of the left after this election, it's mind-boggling. I mean, it's not only undemocratic, it's unfair, it's unjust, it's unhinged, it's undignified, it's immature. I mean, you could just go on and on and on. It is really an outrage. They're looking silly. They're looking childish. I mean, we got senators and congressmen that, I mean, I've never seen this kind of behavior on such an immature level.
Except when the Republicans dug in and obstructed everything for the last 8 goddamn fucking years.
Right. Oh, I'm so sorry. The libs are over here being outraged about, I don't know, the racism, the xenophobia.
And Mitch McConnell almost a year ago said, we're not even going to listen to anybody that Obama sends up for the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
And now he's outraged. Outraged. He can't believe what's happening, that the Democrats are talking about filibustering.
Oh, geez.
This eminently qualified Scotal candidate.
Scotal? Imagine you're a woman, an owner of a vagina, and you see our vice president at one of these fucking anti-abortion rallies. You're not supposed to protest.
Right.
You're not supposed to be mad. You're not supposed to speak out.
Stop opening your legs, you whore.
You grow up, Rick Joyner. You act like a fucking... What's his name? Is it Rick?
Rick Joyner.
I mean, I've never seen this kind of behavior on such an immature level. And just this boisterous, absolutely out of control rage that's coming on our country. I think it is Lucifer. I'm just saying. But... We know.
I'm just saying. I think it is Lucifer. I'm just saying.
Just saying. It's Lucifer. You think it's Satan for real? Oh, shit, man. We're in trouble.
How many of these assholes? This is. We got to keep an eye out of this shit. Because how many of these assholes are deifying Trump, or at least saying that those who oppose him are demon possessed? They're demons. They're un-American.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because if they're saying that Lucifer is coming out against Trump, are you sort of saying that Trump is then like some deity? Because Lucifer is giving him the time of day?
Oh, my God.
What's up?
Embrace Madness over at Celeste Pewter on the Twitter.
Celeste.
Tweeted the link to Lori's bio.
Oh, shit. Let's
over
read it.
At the Jim Baker show. But she tweeted 5 abortions.
No way.
Yeah.
That's in her bio?
Who cares? But yeah.
Dang.
Lori Baker, born Lori Beth Graham.
Right.
Was raised in a middle-class church attending. Middle-class. Oh, that should be a hyphen there. Middle-class church attending family. In Phoenix, Arizona, a life of partying and drugs.
Oh, yeah.
That had begun during her early teen years.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. Had culminated into 5 abortions by age 22.
Jeez.
Holy wow.
That's a lot, man. I mean,
she survived a 10-year marriage plagued by abuse and domestic violence. Well, good for you, Lori, that you're.
Yeah, nobody's pulling out over there, though.
Good for you that you're doing good.
Yeah, yeah. Way to rebound.
By fleecing old white people.
Yeah.
On Easter Sunday, 1989, Lori made a life-changing decision to attend Phoenix First Assembly of God.
Oh, yes.
It was there that she accepted Jesus Christ as her personal Lord and Savior.
Damn.
And stepped out on a journey of spiritual growth that began with the Master's Commission Discipleship Program. Yes.
Bend over. Assume the position.
That sounds a little Star Warsian, doesn't it?
What does it get?
Master's Commission Discipleship Program.
Hand me my latex.
She served almost a decade with the Master's Commission during its formative years. In 1991, she received her ministerial credentials.
From what behind.
Does that... That means she could be a minister.
Hoogity boogity.
What does that entail?
It means she could sit there at the Jim Baker show, and when he's prattling on about soup, she can go, yes, uh-huh.
But I mean, what is that... What are the qualifications?
You have to receive your ministerial
credentials.
You don't know? Please, a credit card number. Right. Pay me. That's what it... Bullshit. That's what that is. Pay me, and we'll give you this bullshit Jesus degree. We need to get paid, baby.
In 1994, she began the organization that has become Morning to Joy Ministry, MOURNING, an outreach that has helped women deal with the pain and trauma of post-abortion.
Jeez.
1998... Years of dedicated service to the Lord through the church gained her an invitation to speak and minister at the Los Angeles International Church known as the Dream Center. It was there she met Pastor Jim Baker, who was serving at the inner city outreach shortly after his release from prison.
I just saw the picture of... Is that Lori, the picture that Celeste tweeted
out?
Yes,
I believe so. Oh, yeah.
I didn't know Kellyanne Conway had things either. Fangs. Thanks.
That other picture is great. Yeah. But follow us on the Twitter at Crab Diving.
Yeah.
Follow at Celeste Pewter.
That Lori picture is kind of scary, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Like, look at her eyes. She's definitely got crazy eyes. Crazy eyes for Jesus.
I'm crazy for the Lord.
Right.
Rick Joyner finishes up here.
Someone who won. And we know you can read the end of the book. Who's going to win that fight? And I think the victory's not far off. We see, as we do in Isaiah 60.
Oh, boy.
When darkness covers the earth and deep darkness the people, all that chaos, that's when the glory of the Lord's going to appear. It's going to appear on his people. And then it says, and the nations are going to turn to the brightness of your rising. The nations are going to come to the light. The light wins. It will always win.
By making sure we kill all the gays and the Muslims.
It's so insane, man.
He goes on to say, basically, he's in line there with all the rest of them that say
right.
that any opposition to Trump, somehow, it's not that people are upset about rights being taken away,
yes.
about people being subjugated, about equality being smashed to the rocks.
Subjugation!
No, not that. It's Satan speaking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I did. Yes. God.
What's wrong with you? It's Satan.
I forgot.
We've got a guy, I think, actually, I don't know if this is on our Facebook yet, or I think Celeste might have sent us this or also earlier from the Raw story. We've got another cuddly bunny of a GOP guy.
Fuck you.
This is from the Sovereign State of Michigan. Where democracy yes. has died.
Oh, right.
Even before it died in America.
Yeah.
When the GOP fascists there decided to implement these emergency manager laws, which
right.
basically means, brown people, you're not doing great, so we're going to take away democracy from you and put a white Bwana in charge.
Just for some clarification, you know, who's the is it the mayor that or the governor that fucked up the water? Flint, is it?
Well, I mean, ultimately, it's under the governor's watch, but it was the city manager or the local manager who I think ultimately decided to go for the cheaper route for the water.
Was he appointed?
and save a little bit of cash by not treating this water or something like that.
Now, was this guy elected or was he an appointee?
Yes.
How is this not like an example of how this thing, this idea of an emergency
person? They say, look, the black people fucked it up. So
they fucked it up.
Democrats and the blacks fucked it up. How could we not take over from them? And then there's been 0.0 evidence that any of these emergency managers have done any fucking better. You know what's killed it? The economy.
Well,
the GOP and capitalist bullshit economy. Yes.
Well, I disagree with you.
And the Democrats complicit.
No. I disagree with you. I think there probably is some evidence.
It's because gay people?
Oh, yes. No, there's evidence that this emergency manager has worked out better in some areas. I mean, can they drink their water?
No.
Well, I mean, outside of Flint, there's some other places where we have emergency managers. I mean, it's a low bar.
Yeah, but they were talking about finances.
Oh, yeah.
Things ain't gotten better.
Oh, no. It sucks, right?
Yeah.
Why don't they just scrap this?
Because they're authoritarian Republicans.
Oh, fuck.
They have no empathy.
Oh, my God.
They
really
want to blame the poor people for being poor instead of blaming the economy for creating poverty.
Oh, pussies.
So this is a guy who is some leader in the Republican Party in Michigan.
Nine.
Secretary of the Marquette County Republican Party named Dan Adamini.
Mr. Adamini.
Once, you know, they keep making these mistakes.
Yes.
He took to the social media.
Ooh.
And was reacting to the protests that were at the University of California, Berkeley, which, by the way, many on our side are saying, that wasn't us that were burning shit. That wasn't us. These were people that came in, showed up with masks.
Oh, I know, this
and
group.
And balaclavas and shit, yeah.
They've been around forever, though.
And that wasn't us.
Yeah.
They might be the anarchists. They might be the Trumpists, the Bannonists sent and hired to go stir things up so that they could say, look at the libtards, got to send in the National Guard. Knock some heads.
I read a thing on USA Today, stupid news about those guys in the black hoods. And that fucking organization, those anarchists, have shown up in...
Isn't that a kind of the antithesis
of I know.
Anarchy?
I forget what they're called. Yeah, I could look it up. It's going to show up on our Facebook tomorrow morning. But those dudes in the black masks, I mean, that group or a representation of that group has shown up before, like the World Trade Organization... protests, you know, they've been around, and they just go there to start anarchy, to create chaos, and they're violent,
stir things up.
Yeah, but they aren't part of, you know,
black bloc. Is that
That's it.
What is a black bloc? The tactic that unleashed chaos in Berkeley.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Over that'll be on our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving.
But that's not the liberals. That's not the left wing.
Maybe they are, unless you want to say anarchists or leftists, but you know, that's where you start getting into that gray area ideologically. Like, are the anarchists leftists or extreme rightists, or are they, who the fuck cares? They're nuts. They're stirring shit up.
Yeah,
and then the peaceful protesters. Yes. It plays right into the authoritarians' hands,
right?
Because then they can try to crack down on the peaceful protesters, saying they're not peaceful,
right? It plays into their dumbass narrative.
Yeah, they wear all black and masks and shit.
Right. They're like Batman, but bad Batman, not good Batman.
So this asshole Dan Adamini of the Marquette County Republican Party decided he had to take to Facebook. And
that's always a good idea.
And post
his dick.
The violent protests at our universities certainly indicate, I don't even know what this means, portage Acacian at the lowest level.
I don't know what that means. Portage Acacian.
I'm going to be I'll be Googling that in a moment. Portage Acacian at lower level. I'm thinking another Kent State.
Yes.
if you recall, Kent State
okay.
is in the 60s when there were anti-war protests and some National Guard opened fire on unarmed people,
yes.
killing a couple at a couple students that were just protesting.
They were protesting. They were protesting an unjust fucking war.
I mean, as far, unless I my memory is of the history is fucked up.
Yes.
I thought that was a pivotal moment in for the protesters when in saying, oh my God, look at the evil government is now using fatal.
Right. They don't give a shit.
Violence.
Right.
But I thought that kind of turned the tides. Like people were sympathetic with the students. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. That very well could be the case, but I don't know. Kate, could you check that out for us?
But this guy now is seems wistful.
Yes. A wistful
for Kent State, and
right.
he thinks that that helped stamp down
okay
the protest.
Yes.
He says the violent protests at our university certainly indicate the poor education at the lower level. I'm thinking another Kent State might be the only solution.
No shit.
Protests stopped after only one death. I guess there was one death. They do it because they know there are no consequences yet. So he's saying, well, you know, maybe somebody, we should kill one of them.
But
and that, they'll stop that shit.
Yeah, but people do know there are consequences to protesting. They absolutely know. I mean, there's been stories.
This is a Republican.
Yeah.
In the Republican Party. This isn't some anonymous asshole with yeah. a frog.
It's terrifying.
Avatar on the Twitter. He also tweeted, similarly, violent protesters who shut down free speech? Question mark. Time for another Kent State, perhaps. One bullet stops a lot of thuggery.
Shit, man. That is... God, I mean, that kind of language, don't you think that is meant to incite people?
Yeah, but... And how far away from the kind of language that might come out of our current administration?
No, oh, yeah.
Is that? Violent protesters... Time for another Kent State? Perhaps one bullet stops a lot of thuggery. I can hear Bannon saying that.
That's
I can
a
hear,
threat.
I can hear Kellyanne Gabel saying that.
That's a threat. Saying, listen, and that's actually, that's laying down the groundwork for justification. If the cops or whoever has to get violent against the protests, this is them laying down the justification. Look, we said, if you did this, we said we might have to get tough with you, and you didn't listen. I mean, that's fucked up.
Kent State Massacre, 1970. 28 Ohio National Guard soldiers shot into a crowd of unarmed college students, some of whom were protesting former President Richard Nixon's invasion of Cambodia. Four people died. Four in the attack. So this Adamini guy finally deleted his tweets.
Adamini.
And issued a, quote, apology.
Okay.
Taking a lot of heat for a very poorly worded tweet yesterday. No, we know exactly what you meant.
No, it wasn't poorly worded.
You got your point across.
Yeah, congratulations.
Poorly worded. Sorry, folks. The intent was to try to stop the violence, not encourage more, he says.
We're going to shoot at you?
But that's bullshit.
Right.
You said, time for another Kent State. Perhaps one bullet stops a lot of thuggery. That ain't vague.
And that's this is a GOP guy, right?
That ain't code, yeah.
I mean, is it...
Poorly worded. I'm not trying to encourage violence.
Yeah.
One bullet stops a lot of thuggery. Perhaps it's time for Kent State.
If you're a normal president or a normal politician and you're dealing with protests and protesters, you know, a demonstration, I imagine there's a way you can address people without inciting them to violence. I'm sure you could appreciate their cause. You can say, hey, listen, it's a good thing we're in America. You got the right to protest, blah, blah, blah. I mean, when do you start suggesting you're going to shoot motherfuckers? I mean, what responsible regime does that, man?
Poorly worded. It was poorly worded.
No, it wasn't. You liar.
Michigan Democratic Party is pouncing, fortunately.
Pouncing.
Sharing screenshots.
Yes.
Even though he deleted... both of the posts.
Yeah, it's not gone, dumbass.
They released a press release. Press release with the screenshots. calling his statements, quote, sickening, inhuman, and indefensible.
A bag of dicks.
It's unambiguous. It's not an oops.
No. You didn't fuck
it's
up.
It's not a poorly worded. An it oops. Was perfectly worded. It's a horrible.
Yeah, it sucks.
View and horrible right. word worldview.
Oh, God.
Great people, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wonderfully loving.
Ooh, it's not an oops. It's not a Rick Perry oops.
It's not.
Oh, God damn it. You know what? Did you listen to Rachel Maddow yesterday?
A little.
She said the funniest thing about, she was talking about, I forget the fucking point. There's some politician, Tommy Thompson was the governor of Wisconsin.
Yes.
And she said that perhaps he never ran for president because he has this thing that's affectation with his voice. When he gets excited, he tends to sound like he's wasted, like he's drunk. And he's kind of goofy.
Oh, yeah, I remember. And then she played the maple syrup.
Yeah, yeah. It talks about, you know who has the same problem?
Right.
The guy who's in charge of our nukes. Sounds like he's drunk a lot of the time.
That's great.
Oh, God, it just struck me as nuts.
Sounds like he's drunk.
Yeah, but, you
wink,
know,
wink.
He's kind of goofy. He's a goof.
Yeah. Speaking of.
Yes.
Goofy. Somebody who we talk about a lot here and there, I don't know. There's part of me that's like, I would never, ever go here. There's another part of me that's like, I would love to go here.
Yes.
The Ark Encounter in Kentucky. Ken Ham's Ark Encounter.
I mean, it would be. I would be
thrown out.
They got a wire slide, though, don't they?
The zip line, yeah.
And what is their food situation? Is it good?
Yes.
Is it really? They have good food?
Wine and
no.
bread.
No, dude.
And fishes and loaves.
It does actually sound good. I remember
dinosaur food.
We looked at the menu, and it didn't look horrible.
And they probably got some Christian chef who can make really good food. So back in December, we reported here, and it was reported, that Ken Ham had decided that they were going to try to wrestle back, steal back from the horrible gaze.
Yes.
The original message from the Lord that said, sorry I drowned y'all. The rainbow.
Okay. Oh, damn, it's their flag.
Remember, he was pissed.
No.
That the homosexuals have co-opted that message that was meant for Christians only.
Yes.
That apparently they have very little genetic diversity because they all ended up coming from a few Noah's spawn.
If the LGBT people are listening to whoever is in charge, do not let that flag fall into the hands of the right.
Well, but they
from your cold, dead, gay fingers.
They lit up the whole fucking Ark.
Yeah, yeah.
In rainbow colors.
Oh, did they really?
Yes.
Okay. Blowjobs all around.
At night, he decided that they wanted to make it look like a rainbow, saying, quote, the rainbow represents the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth, that is left on the earth. They should put that little caveat.
Oh, yes.
This is after the flood.
How creepy. All the flesh that is left upon the earth.
The rainbow stands as a poignant reminder.
Poignant!
That God keeps his promises.
Oh, yeah. God's not a liar.
He hasn't smoted us. Smited. Smitten.
Jizzed.
Smited?
No. Facial.
He didn't fuck us over.
Oh, yes.
For a really long time, like he said he wouldn't.
Right. He said he would burn us. He would never destroy us again with water.
Horsemen and shit.
Oh, yeah. That'll be fun.
The God has not sent, despite all the wickedness in the world.
Oh, yes.
God has not sent another global flood.
Hello.
To destroy all flesh.
Hello. Hello, God. I like to order a global flood.
So apparently that's a constant reminder Ken Ham's God that he hasn't drowned our asses.
What
a wonderful, loving God.
Oh, my God. Thank you, God.
Here's this beautiful rainbow to remind you that I can fuck you up in a moment.
So stupid. It's so fucking stupid.
Well, now...
Oh, my God, it's science fiction.
It wasn't... Now, if you thought it was just a fleeting thing for the holidays, the Lord is answering your prayer because they've released a statement that says, we've decided to enhance the rainbow lights.
Hello.
And he's from Australia. And make them a permanent fixture
right
during evenings at the Ark.
Okay, who cares?
Located south of Cincinnati.
I don't mean to be a dick, but honestly, who gives a fuck? Is this press releasable? Who cares? We're putting lights on at night, guys. Start jacking off immediately.
We will be working over the coming months to ensure this change is permanent.
Fuck you.
What the hell does that mean?
I don't even know. I don't even understand what the fuck they're announcing. Really, we've got lights.
You're lighting it up with colored lights at night. Well, yeah, you're going to make... You're going to replace the bulbs. We're right. going to make sure it's permanent.
Okay. God!
Maybe they're upgrading the lights.
Oh, yes.
Maybe they were lights that weren't meant to be outside.
I'm going to need you to shove these lights up your fucking ass.
It's all part of, quote, taking the rainbow back.
From behind. They're taking back the rainbow. Bullshit.
We're trying to help Christians and unbelievers.
No.
Recognize the true meaning. Unbelievers. Why, if they're unbelievers, why would they, quote, recognize the true meaning of the rainbow as it's given to us in the Bible?
No, no, no. If I was God, I would be like this. No, Christians, too fucking bad. You lost the rainbow. It is forever gay. You can't fuck with it anymore. It's no longer yours. No more rainbow privileges.
Well, but yeah, but where does that go to? They're just trying to change the PR? Or would they love to get some legislation passed that said... The rainbow flag no longer has anything to do with any butt sex or any beaver bumping.
But it's a symbol. It's a rainbow. No one can own it, you dickheads.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. I'm speculating.
I know. And I'm yelling at them as if they're in the room. It's so stupid. Oh, isn't it exhausting? They're so fucking dumb.
So, Ken Ham,
shove the rainbow up your fucking ass.
At night, we'll be able to see the lovely
rainbow
colors.
Oh, please.
Well, that way, when it goes bankrupt.
Yes.
And it gets turned into a gay resort. Which
thank you.
If there was a God to pray to, I'd be praying for.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to, a big gay nightclub.
Oh, yeah, foam parties.
Hell yeah.
Marco Rubio sneaking in there. With a mask on.
No, you know what you do? You make it like an LGBT museum. And then actually it'll talk about, you know, prominent gays in the country and trans people and things and things like that. And then
do you rebrand the Ark?
Listen, and then you know you can actually get field trips in their schedule because it's not about Jesus shit. You can actually have field trips to go see the LGBT. You know, museum.
Right. And actually learn real shit.
Yeah, you can actually get something out of this stupid piece of shit art that this guy built. You keep the wire slide. That sounds like the one entertaining thing in the dinosaurs. I mean, really, but honestly, the only thing to turn this fucking thing into is a goofy golf course, probably. That would be the cheapest thing.
Goofy golf.
Well, you got all the bullshit.
Putt-putt. Giant putt-putt golf.
Yeah, I mean, you got all the animals there.
What are you gonna do? Like,
how do put you a golf hole in every
hit it through the aardvark's anus?
Yeah. Give me a drill. I could set it up in 4 seconds. Just put holes everywhere for balls.
Adventures in Answers in Genesis.
Yes, Answers in My Pants.
Just for laughs, I just checked his Twitter.
Yes,
Ken Ham. 2 hours ago tweeted, one of the most attacked biblical figures of our day is the first man, Adam.
Okay.
The head of the human race.
Who cares? What does that mean?
I'm attacking you.
One of the most attacked biblical figures of our day.
Yeah, dude. You didn't know that?
Is the first man, Adam.
Right.
The head of the human race. Who's attacking Adam?
Everybody. Lots.
I read this crazy shit all day.
I don't
see anybody taking a shit on. I mean, the whole story that they existed. Yeah. But attacked. Like,
people are just taking shits on him all over the place.
Like, what? He didn't leave.
And you aren't aware?
He didn't put the seat down for Eve?
Yeah. Stay woke.
How are they attacking him?
Lots of way from behind.
Sadly, many Christians attack God's word when they compromise the clear teachings of the Bible with man's ideas.
I've been saying this for a
long
time.
Oh, you and your math and science.
Yes. Your logic and your truth. It's throwing shade my way.
Well, actually, this story we could talk about, too. He then, 12 hours ago, he lost his mind. He shared a story from the New York Times. It says, Boy Scouts are reversing century-old stance, now allowing transgender boys to become Boy Scouts.
Oh, okay.
Well, Ken Ham tweets, how can they still call them Boy Scouts then? They'll probably rename them People Scouts or question mark.
Yeah, maybe they should. People Scouts. What's wrong with that?
Person Scouts.
Be more inclusive.
Were you a Boy Scout or did you do any of that shit?
I was only a Cub Scout. I did not make it past the
Weeblow.
Yeah. Weeblow.
I don't know.
I did the Boy Scout thing. I don't know. I was
not your gig.
No, too many knots.
Really?
I hate tying knots. I hate it.
Was it real Jesus-y?
Yeah, there was some Jesus shit here and there, but not bad.
I don't know. I never did the Cub Scouts or anything like that.
Right.
I think we could probably call this motherfucker.
Oh shit! Already.
Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. It's been a great week. We've survived. Week 2 of Trumpistan. If we survive the weekend, we'll be back Monday.
It's only going to get worse.
Every goddamn weekday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Type Coast. Don't forget, iTunes, Stitcher, leave us a good review, and crabdiving.com. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at RatedRComedy, his Instagram, RatedRComedy, or go to his website, RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram. Fuck me! Or Instagram, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Thanks for joining us. Listen, if you're listening live, stay tuned for the new episode.
Oh, yes.
Of K-Voice, A Voice of Resistance. If you're listening to us as a podcast, download K-Voice, A Voice of Resistance. We shall be back.
Oh, yes. Thanks. Viva la resistance.
Viva la resistance.
It's me. Fuck you.
Squeal. Squeal.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. @crabdiving.